Hi everyone, this is Kathy York, the Chief Wordsmith and Gaff Eradicator with Kathy York Writing. Today I'm starting a series of posts on non-overwhelm. This first one is 5 steps to non-overwhelm. And it starts with a conversation I had with a friend. He said, months? It takes you 6 months to write a blog post? His eyes were deer in headlights big and his eyebrows shot up, way up. The same thing has probably happened to you. Others rarely understand the complexity of our work. They don't see the details behind task A and they've never heard of task H. However, we deal with A through Z on a regular basis. Keeping track of it all can be overwhelming. And I decided long ago I wasn't too crazy about overwhelming. To protect my heart rate, if nothing else, I developed a 7-part solution to the stress, and I coined a new word, non-overwhelm. Today, I share the first 5 steps in my process to keep it all together, business and personal-wise, without becoming overwhelmed by it all. Now let's start out with where we have to be perfect. Here are a couple of examples. If you are a landscaper or software developer, a minor error in spelling or grammar on a handout isn't such a big deal. It's met with, oh, too bad, someone missed that. But one tiny proofing error on my site, business lost. This is why it takes me so long to perfect a blog post. Where must you be perfect? What's the visible part of your business where you cannot afford to make mistakes? The landscaper I mentioned? Those bushes must make it through their first year and still look great. How about the software developer? Well, a new client's website had better work 24/7 right from the get-go. Just keeping up with it all can be overwhelming. Here are the 5 steps I take for building non-overwhelm into my daily schedule. Now, no matter your area of expertise, you can tweak this information for your use. Step 1 is create your base. Before I started this journey, I perfected 6 posts while still, quote, working for the man. Now, if you're going to build in the step 1 non-overwhelm, here's how I did it. I needed 6 months of blog posts to support my goal, which was having good examples of my work out there while I pursued other projects. And for our landscapers, for you, it might be landscaping a couple of fringe yards or maybe creating their websites if you're that developer while you still have time to change your procedures or find better suppliers. Experience, glowing testimonials, and several examples to show others, pure gold. And while we're at it, we can build in processes to make the journey more enjoyable. And to that end, step 2, set up your process. My best upfront company process decisions were these 3. Specifying a weekly blog day where I work only on posts. Naming a recurring day each month as posting day. And creating a checklist to keep me on track. My checklist includes steps in the writing process and behind-the-scenes technicalities for the website, while leaving time for coaching clients in my strategic website assessment program. Now, to build in the step 2 non-overwhelm, our list may be different, but the purpose is the same, keeping us on track. Now, surprising side effects of my first and third bullet points, which were specifying the weekly blog day, and creating the checklist. Blog day is so different from client work, I find it relaxing and I love to write. The checklist helps me sleep at night because my brain can rest too. So you follow, tweak, and perfect your process as we're coming into step three. No matter how difficult, stick with your plan every Monday or whatever your first day of the week is. As you move through each day, tweak the process as needed. By Friday, you'll have your update. Test it next week and change what doesn't work. Now, this isn't a quick fix and you won't perfect anything overnight. For example, here is my current blog day process. I review the next month's release. I edit other in-process files and then check for blog maintenance issues, you know, behind the scenes with the software. That's a pretty good list, right? You know, every Wednesday, that's what I do. It's logical, it's succinct. Well, yeah, now it took a while to get it together because it was a paradigm shift for me. Not letting anything get in the way, but I removed things that didn't have to be done on this special day, which was more time consuming than you might think. So building in the step three, non-overwhelm. Note that on blog day, I spend most of my time improving files. This creates built-in calm and encouragement because I see posts come together into the final result over that several months of time. Now, just in case, I leave time to address the WordPress behind-the-scenes maintenance issues for my blog, and a little more about this later, and then I delegate work to others. No matter our business, delegating isn't easy. It used to be just us, and it's hard to let go, isn't it? Well, once we can, it's liberating. Step four is, kind of from the shampoo bottle, rinse and repeat. No matter the timeline, the non-overwhelm process is the same. You give yourself plenty of time to perform the work. You walk away and let it season a bit. You revisit it later and you make it better. And then you repeat those steps as necessary. Performing the work, walk away from it, revisit it later and make it better. Now, sometimes number four, the make it better, comes from a hard lesson. A shrub you planted dies, or the sun or a website link goes nowhere. Well, add a note to your lessons learned file, update your options in step three, which was follow your process, and move on. Now, when I say that, people get all upset. Move on? How? We have an angry client. No, we don't. Because we build in non-overwhelm. When we try something new, we start with friends or maybe a willing, trusted client needing that product or service. They know we're learning, and they usually provide helpful feedback. Step five is maintain and grow. Regularly schedule time to maintain and grow your business. Here are three parts of my ongoing maintenance. First, learning about my craft, others' blogs, training courses, etc. And I have a training day each week. That's what I do. Setting aside a catch-up day each week. Now I use Mondays because it seems like everyone else catches up on Friday. So people are so busy on Monday, they're leaving me alone. So I set aside a catch-up day each week and then attending specially selected networking venues. Now, building in this step five, non-overwhelm, catch-up day is my biggest boost. Try it. It's a day to wrangle those little bits and pieces and march those ducks into rows. Researching ideas from others in our fields can keep us motivated, and that's calming too. That's my training day. And then regarding the networking, I strongly suggest building a professional live network, not just online groups. It took me 2 years to explore the local face-to-face venues here. And finally, winnow the list down to the two best groups for me. Tiring, but it is worth the effort. Now, don't forget, when we talk about maintain, that can also mean actual maintenance. Whether it's working with my webmaster, my computer expert, or doing the office paperwork, part of the stuff only I can do, I schedule ongoing maintenance, and that's huge in the non-overwhelm department. Try it. I know it works. Okay, your takeaway, no matter your area of expertise, incorporating non-overwhelm steps can add peace to your business process. And I'd be glad to help you think through your possibilities in creating a more peaceful environment. And I promise it will not be a sales call. Well, join the conversation. What is your favorite way to build non-overwhelm into your schedule? Please share this post, subscribe so you won't miss the next offering, and join the conversation in the comments section. Let's all learn from each other. Also, when you come into the post, I have the next one in the series, the sixth step to non-overwhelm, which is shut it down. Intriguing, right? And I do have a link here for you. I'll see you next time. Talk to you later. Bye.